On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me right now from the women's cross-country team, Mackenzie Hoppert from Andover, Minnesota, a junior on this team, and of course coming off of a weekend at the Wiley Wilson Memorial Run. How did you do?
I think I did really well. It's probably one of the best 5Ks that I've run in my cross-country career. So,
what's it been like to be part of this team? Obviously, you being a junior, this your third year on this Beaver cross-country team. Talk about your team.
Well, I love it. I think over the years we've formed a closer bond with all the girls, as well as improving as the years go by. We've definitely made a huge difference from my freshman year.
Beautiful weekend weather-wise, at least up here in Bemidji. How was the weather for the Wiley Wilson Memorial Run?
It was actually perfect running weather. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. Just a little bit of wind to get a breeze in there, but it was great to run in.
Now, who did you guys compete against? Was it just Minot State or other teams?
There were a couple other teams, Jamestown and Valley City and Dickinson State were all there. They're Division III schools, and then University of Mary and Minot, who are in the NSIC, were also there.
Who led your team this weekend as far as times for the Wiley Wilson?
It was Tina Larson. She has led so far every meet this year. She is gotten us off to a good start. So,
and now you've got coming up the homecoming road race on September 22nd, which is this Saturday. It kind of kicks off homecoming week. How excited are you to get another race out of the way?
It's good. It's nice to take it one weekend at a time, and road races aren't as crucial as regular races, but it still counts and times still matter. So,
now, most teams practice daily, a couple hours. How do you ladies practice as far as cross country? Do you run every day at a certain time as a team, or do you run individually?
We run every day as a team, same time, same distance. There are a few girls who go shorter depending on injuries and sicknesses, but otherwise we usually run all the same route and finish just about together at the same time.
Do you guys have an off day to get it? You know, to get ready for a race?
We only have Sundays off. Thursdays, which is usually the day before a meet, it would be a Thursday or Friday. Practices aren't as long, but we still do run on the day before.
That sounds like a lot of work. You're from Andover, Minnesota. What made you come to Bemidji State?
When I visited here, I just loved the scenery up here. I love the campus layout. That sounds weird, but it's all close together, and I didn't want to be too far away. It's a perfect distance from home, and I just love the small town atmosphere.
What are you going to school for here at Bemidji State, and what do you want to be when you get out of college?
I'm going for exercise science. And I'm also doing the pre-professional physical therapy program. So after I graduate here, I plan on going to grad school for physical therapy.
And then what do you want to be, a physical therapist or something other?
Yep, a physical therapist, hopefully working in the hospital setting. So,
you've got the Roy Griak Invitational set for September 29th in St. Paul. I'm guessing that's a really big meet against a lot of NSIC opponents, isn't it?
Yep, that's probably the biggest meet where we're going to run at, and it'll be exciting because that's also our conference course, so we can take a look at that and see how conference is going to play out.
Do you guys push yourselves a little bit more getting ready for that particular race?
Yep, just because it is so big, it's crucial. A lot of times we just run against Division III schools, but this is big schools and teams that we need to be very competitive against, so it'll be a very tough couple weeks of practice.
Good luck to you, Mackenzie. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Mackenzie Hoppert joining us on a Beaver Fever Friday.
For more information on the BSU Cross Country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.